I guess this is, we decided we're going to be doing this in English, and which is fine, which is absolutely fine, because the book I'm writing is in Hebrew, so it'll come out however it comes out. Basically, what I want to do is start with. Can you come in?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to say a few words, first of all, about the custom of saying of studying Masechet Avot between Pesach and Shavuot. It's a very, first of all, Masechet Avot from Pesach to Shavuot, and then from Shavuot. No, it started between Pesach and Shavuot, and then it got extended into the summer. And it's a question of rationales. The minhag is mentioned already by the Geonim as a way of bridging Pesach and Shavuot. The truth of the matter is that's the function of Sfirat HaOmer. We forget that that all other chagim have a date. Okay, Shavuot is the only holiday which has no date.
The mishtaveh on the mispavim.
Ma?
No.
The date of Shavuot. The date of Shavuot is the 50th day of the Omer. Has no date. In fact, there's a big debate about when the Torah was given. Was it given on Vav Sivan, or was it given on Zion Sivan? And if you paskin according to the day that says it's Zion Sivan, it doesn't work. The whole combination doesn't work out. The two are not necessarily connected. Nevertheless, it's always worked out that way. That's always worked out that way because we generally paskin Vav Sivan. That's number one. Number two. That's true. Okay, but the way de facto it comes out that way. In any event, the idea was to Sfirat HaOmer is usually interpreted as a bridge. The Midrash already says this from between Yetziat Mitzrayim to its tachlit of Yetziat Mitzrayim, which is Matan Torah. That's number one. Number two, Kedushat Hayom of Shavuot is dependent on Sfirat HaOmer. There is a feel. There's even a very weird shita. According to which, mi shelo safar svirat haomer lo mitkadesh lo chag haShavuot. Nekuda. Yesh kaze davar. Okay, medubar b'shita muzara, but it tells you what the nature of the mitzvah is. So you have this bridge, anyways. And in fact, the Rav Soloveitchik would always said that every major in Masechet Avodah Zarah, mi shetarach be'erev Shabbat yochal b'Shabbat. So it's not just a matter of cooking; it's a matter of preparation. So Elul prepares for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Aseret Yemei Tshuva prepare for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, in a sense, prepares for Sukkot because Sukkot are the festivities for the Simchat Slicha Umchila, which comes on Yom Kippur. There's a din of 30 days before Pesach, Cholim V'Doshim, Milchot Pesach, Chodim Pesach, Lamed Yom, as a part of, not just to know all the dinim, but to put oneself, to psych oneself into the head of Pesach, lo rak nikyonot, ela gam, bemet litkonen nafshit gam. Kanal, Sfirat HaOmer, zu tachana nafshit leShavuot, and the 3 weeks, and the 3 weeks, in fact, are a Shivasa Av Tammuz is a build up to Tisha B'Av. That's the reason why it's striking. That's the reason why that the process of Avilut of the 3 weeks is the reverse of the norm. God forbid somebody dies. Yesh lanu kache, yesh lanu Shiva, yesh lanu Yom Kippur, v'achar kach yesh lanu Shlusha Yamim Rishonim, v'achar kach yesh lanu Shiva, v'achar kach yesh lanu Shlusim, yesh yud ben Chodesh lahore. Ma keta, the point is that you start from the hachi chamur, from the most serious, the most intense, and you ease it out. So that by the end of 30 days, by the end of Yud Bet Chodesh, you've reintegrated yourself back into a society. When it comes to Shlosh Shavuot, it's reverse. You start akala kal tchila. You start with the 3 weeks, which has the din of Yud Bet Chodesh, and then you have the 9 days, which is Kimo Shloshim, But Tisha B'Av, which is like Shiva, actually starts with Aninut and then goes to Shiva and then goes out. Why? Because you have to. Because the dynamic is differently. A person, God forbid, dies. You're shocked, and you have to deal with the loss. Here, צריך להתכונן כדי לחוות את Tisha B'Av. Okay. עכשיו. So the function of the teaching Pirkei Avot, of studying Pirkei Avot, originally, according to one explanation, was in fact to limalet tochen, to infuse the 6 weeks, or the 7 weeks rather, of the Omer with meaning. Okay, so that's explanation number one. What happened with regard to the what about the whole summer? So there already you have already it's interesting where it comes from. Machzor Vitri is a sefer sheyatza mibeit midrasho shel Rashi. והוא מביא כל מיני מסורות אשכנזיות קדומות מאוד והרבה מאוד חומר גם מרש"י וגם מאנשים אחרים ובעלה המחבר או בעצם היו שני מחברים סבא ונכד ושניהם קראו שמחה מויטרי
אז I'm not following you.
Okay, so the Machzor Vitri is a work of collected customs and information and traditions from before the time of Rashi, from the time of the 11th century, and up to actually and beyond Rashi. It's attributed to Simcha Vitri, who was a Talmud of Rashi's, but also it was actually edited later by his grandson, had the same name. Okay. In discussing this minhag of studying Pirkei Avot, so the author of Machzor Vitri says that there's a lot of people who don't know how to read and write. There's a lot of Jews who don't know how to learn. So at least instead of hanging around on Shabbos afternoon and telling Lashon Hara and whatever they'll do, they'll come to shul and somebody will discuss Pirkei Avot with them. And the Yamim Arukim Shel HaChorev, from the long days of the summer, so they'll get a little mussar about what could be bad. It's a strange comment. Because my assumption has always been, and it's one of my fields of specialty, that the Jews in medieval Ashkenaz, the time of Rashi, generally knew how to read Hebrew, certainly, write Hebrew is another story, but to read Hebrew and understand basic things. Rashi wrote for a popular audience, so he assumed that most people knew what he was talking about. In fact, there's a very famous statement, by a student of a man named Peter Abelard, who was a famous Christian philosopher, who complains about the fact that among the Christians in the Middle Ages, only one member of the family learned how to read and write, and he was sent to the church, and everybody else was ignorant. All the Jews know how to read. So he's complaining, where we have failed. Chinuchit. We have failed from an educational standpoint. So I don't know how to square those testimonies with this. The one thing I do know, the Ashkenazic position about attitude towards Pirkei Avot was that Pirkei Avot is a book for Amcha. It's a book for the average person. Davar kacha sefer miyawad matim lechol davar kol echad yachol lekru. Sfaradim had the opposite attitude. The position among Chachmei Sfarad was that Pirkei Avot is a book of deep, advanced, sophisticated philosophy, and it's not for the average person. Hence the Rambam writes a philosophical interpretation of Pirkei Avot and adds to it at the beginning, what book? Shmoneh Prakim, which is an introduction to ethics according to the Torah and Aristotle. There is a direct connection between Shmoneh Prakim, LeMashal. Aristotle wrote two books of ethics. He wrote two books of ethics. Chad Ethica Lefi Nekomokeis, VaShini Kvar Lo Zocher Chulo. But it's based on there's a direct connection between the Nicomachean ethics of Aristotle and what the Rambam writes. So Sfaradim saw Pirkei Avot not as a popular book that you read for all the Amoratsim, but something which is a lot more sublime. Which explains why the minhag of learning Pirkei Avot for the Amcha actually spread kanera from Germany and France to Sephardic and to Edot HaMizrach, which leads me to the next which leads us to the way I'm going to run this year. Pirkei Avot has basically two levels of understanding. It's like the Haggadah in that regard. On the one hand, there is what the words mean, Yeshma Shem Mashmut Amilim, and also what people saw in the words. It's fairly easy to understand. On the one hand, on the other hand, if you look at the mefarshim, what you see is that they bring their own hashkafat olam, they bring their own Weltanschauung to the study. So what I want to do is take a look what the words mean, but also try to elicit what other people experienced when they saw it, because every generation has a different take and different understanding about what the words mean. Maze Torah, maze Musar, maze Derech Eretz. It's all very different. Same Mishnayot, but in different places, different things. Okay, that's by way of introduction. Akshav.
Yeah. Tiny comment that, in a sense, what you're saying, I thought it's very similar in a sense to the Haggadah, in the sense that there's so many perushim out on
Nahon.
Sort of everybody puts in their two cents worth.
Right, but everyone sees themselves differently. That's the point.
Right.
There's a Haggadah by an artist whose name is David Moss. It's a very expensive Haggadah. It's like $7,000 for the Haggadah. Okay. When he comes to the Chol Dor Vado Chayav Adam Lirot Et Atzmo Kiyulat V'Mitzrayim, on that page there are mirrors. Kol Echad Roe Et Atzmo. Yesh Hamaraot Mutba'ot V'Toch Ha'Adaf V'Ata Roe Et Atzmecha. Ma zot omeret sheyesh et ha'Tekst V'yesh et ha'Ta V'Ata Roe Et Atzmecha V'Ez Kilu Ata Nichnas Chazak L'Toch Ha'Milim Kach She יש התמזגות של האתה לבין הטקסט, ומה שיוצא זה בעצם מין מיזוג כזה. So Pirkei Avot is something similar. So you see yourself in this Haggadah, same thing over here. Okay, עכשיו, in order to what I've distributed here is I want to start not with what there is at the beginning of the Mishnah. I want to start with what there isn't. Let's take a look at how our Mishnah, the first Mishnah Pirkei Avot, starts as follows. Moshe kibel Torah miSinai, umesara liYoshua, viYoshua leZkenim, uZkenim leNeviim, leNeviim mesarua lanshei Knesset haGdola. Hem amru shlosha dvorim. Havu metunim badin, v'aminu talmidim harbe, v'asu siyag laTorah. Okay, kol echad, we all Mishnah know by heart. There's another version. There's another way to start this. Okay, but it's not found in Pirkei Avot. It's found in Avot de Rabbi Natan, which is an expanded version of the Mishnah. You know, when Rabbi Yehuda Nasi edited the Mishnah, because Rabbi Yehuda Nasi arach the Mishnah, as u pashut kilefeta et kol haTosafot. He basically pared away a lot of the more expansive formulations and really got it down to bare bones. And he took out a lot of the spiritual, inspirational material, which had also been part of the Masoret. So Rashi Bal Peh says, no, for the Mishnah, I just want bare bones. That's why the Gemara all the time brings bright ta'ot and tosef ta'ot. V'kol minei chomer mashlim, ki ha'mishnah bilti p'tira b'li ha'chomer ha'mashlim hazeh. Because the Mishnah is not understandable without the supplementary material. But since the Mishnah needed to be memorized, there's a limit to what you can memorize. Although, the truth of the matter is that before we had to know passwords for the internet and what's on Facebook and how to fix a carburetor or whatever else, people knew a lot of stuff by heart. The Rambam assumed that people would know the whole Mishneh Torah by heart. He thought that you could learn the whole Mishneh Torah by heart and you'd review it every month. There were people, I've messaged people, but I know that in my time, my great-grandfather's time in Me'as Shearim, there were people walking around that knew, Gemara Rashi Tosfos by heart. That was not a wild thing. Ayu Anashim She'edu Kol HaShas, Gemara Rashi Tosafot, Be'al Peh, ve'zeh lo haya mashu kacha charig kaze. Think about all the gray matter that we use for all kinds of narishkeit, and you figure that there's a lot of non-utilized, what's it called? What's it called on a hard disk?
Free disk space.
But those little squares, when you defrag, whatever they're called. Okay. So, if we take a look at the two, there were two versions of the Rabbi Natan, and both of them go in the same direction, but they both have different emphases. As a nusach harishon, the kacha, Moshe nitkadesh ba'anan.
וקיבל תורה מסיני, שנאמר, וישכון כבוד השם על הר סיני למשה, לטהרו. זה היה מעשה אחר עשרת הדיברות דברי רבי יוסי הגלילי. זאת אומרת, משה נתקדש בענן, משה was sanctified by the in a cloud after the עשרת הדיברות. רבי עקיבא אומר, ויחסהו הענן ששת ימים להר ולא למשה. So he says that no, the cloud did not envelop Moshe Rabbeinu, but rather just the mountain. Okay. Skip down to the last three lines at the end. Amale Rabbi Matya ben Cheresh. Matya ben Cheresh is an interesting guy. We'll get to him later, but not today. Another rest of the opportunity. Assuming you come back next week. Rabbi Matya ben Cheresh was the first Shaliach Chinuch in the history of the Jewish people. Shaliach Chinuch Harishon mitama lo asan tzochnot ela mitama Sanhedrin. He was sent to Rome. He was sent to Rome to open up a yeshiva and to raise money and to send it back to it. All the, you know, we have all kinds of stories of Tanaim that are going to Rome. But you know, they're not going on carnival cruises with Sherry Harrison. They're going to A, teach, and B, they're going to raise money, and they're going to do shtadlanut and talk to the Romans and do whatever. But Matya ben Cheresh was sent there to set up shlucha, the Yeshivat Eretz Israel in Rome. Anyway, so Matya ben Cheresh says,
Excuse me, what are you reading?
I'm reading this.
Yeah, but what...
I said it's Avote Rabbi Natan, which is an expanded version earlier or maybe later, whatever. It's an expanded version of the first Mishnah in... it's more of the introduction, which was not did not appear in Pirkei Avot. Rabbi Matya Bar Echevesh, Rabbi lo amru ela layem alav kidei sheyekabel alav divrei Torah be'ema b'yira b'retet u'b'ziyah sheneamar ivdu et Hashem b'yira v'gilu b'irada. The whole reason why Moshe Rabbeinu had to go through this process of hitkadshut, of becoming holy, is to create the proper atmosphere for people to learn Torah. That when you accept Torah, you should learn. We'll come back to this. We'll see this passage again. Be'ema, with awe, bi'ira, fear, retet. In Yiddish, it's tzitter. But that's it there, with a bit of a shake. Ubizia, in sweating a little bit, okay? Praise God with, or serve God with fear. Vigilu biradava, even when you rejoice in shul or in Beit HaMikdash, you should have a little bit of fear, a little bit of hesitation. Many years ago, we were living in Yerushalayim, so we went to go find good hakafot on Simchat Torah. So we ended up in the Great Synagogue. At the time, the ruler of the Great Synagogue was Mr. Jaffe. He was the little guy, but he... A yek is yek, and he ran things. I don't know if it was officially a yek, but he certainly acted that way. And people started getting, you know, and they were going to hakafot, and people were going to start dancing and singing. And he got up. I never forget, as long as I live, got up at the bima, back in the bima, as if to say, "Zevid ordnung po, ye po seder." It says, "Gilu birada." She shouldn't celebrate too much. The decorum has to be maintained. Anyways, that just reminded me. In any event, okay. So that zod gil sachat. This is one version of the expanded of a mishnah hamurchevet kvi shezem ufiya beavot Rabbi Natan.
Shomer Rabbi Matya ben Cheresh lo amaro mi amaro ma amaro.
What do you mean? Amar le Rabbi Natan. אוקיי, רבנו לא אמרו אלא לאיים, זאת אומרת, הסיבה שהיה צריך להתכונן, אני דילגתי על הדברים, אני רציתי דווקא רק להדגיש את המילים האלו שאנחנו נזור להם. The second version, הגרסה השנייה היא ככה, כל העושה עצמו גדול, אינו גדול אם אין אחר גדול ממנו מגדלו. זאת אומרת, you can't reach גדולה on your own, somebody else has to pick you up. ככה אומרים. מלך מלכי המלכים, הקדוש ברוך הוא, גידל את משה. ומלך מלכי המלכים קדישו, שנאמר, לא כן עבדי משה, בכל ביתי בנאמן הוא, פה אל פה אדבר בו. זאת אומרת, that was, of course, when when Aaron and Miriam were complaining that he left Sipora, and what's the matter with you? And we're also Nevi'im. Ah, it's a big deal. Bratty kid brother, so he said, you know, so God says no. Nevuat Moshe Rabbeinu miyuchedet b'mina. Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is unique. We're not going to get to that today. We'll get to that probably next week. Mirtz Hashem. But in any case, so he says that. So, but the one who established God, Moshe Rabbeinu's status was a Kodesh Baruch Hu. In other words, you can't just say I'm a big shot. It has to be confirmed. It has to be from somebody who actually can. Mishu shegadol mimenu yechol akir b'gdulata hazeh sheva b'tor. So Kodesh Baruch Hu was the only one who's one up above Moshe Rabbeinu. It's interesting. באחד מהגלגולים הקודמים, one of the earlier versions של קבר הרמב״ם, at the Rambam's קבר, today it's another story. There's a mechitza, ויש שם שייש, and marble, and you can buy holy arak with the Rambam's picture, and Yonatan ben Uzziel's picture, והרמב״ם דרי תרי ברן קבר, הרמב״ם מתגלגל בקברו, but פעם היה כתוב, פה נח, once it was written there, פה נח, משה בן מימון, בחיר המין האנושי. It was written that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest of all humanity. The truth is, it's a problematic state. It's a amira bayatit. Because, by definition, Moshe Rabbeinu, we'll see next week, Moshe Rabbeinu was Bechira Min HaEnoshi. Lo kam b'Yisrael ke Moshe od Navi'um abit al temunato, or lo kam b'Yisrael od me'ayim, lo kam Moshe. That became a dogma. So, all right, said it. So, he loved my Rambam. Yichola b'metiyot ulai life shall lisachem zekzat. You could actually get carried away too much with it. But all right, fine. In any event, Moshe Rabbeinu had to be established in his bona fides by Kabbalot Shalom. Okay, halamadnu shemelech malchei hamlachim hakadosh baruch hu gidel et Moshe umelech malchei hamlachim kiddisho. After that comes what we saw previously. Moshe nitkadesh ba'anan kol shiva, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to be sanctified. A further od ksat lemata, Moshe nitkadesh ba'anan kol shiva v'kidesh et Aaron. That Moshe Rabbeinu was mekadesh everybody, and so it went until the whole community was kadosh. What is this supposed to do? Mazeh amur la'asig? Why do I need this statement? Two possibilities. One of the possibilities is what we'll talk about next time. One of the reasons was to emphasize the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe kibel Torah miSinai uMisara. So the only person who gets the word kibel at the beginning is Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not Moshe kibel Torah miSinai, v'Yoshua kibel miMoshe, v'Askenim kiblu miYoshua, v'Halevim kiblu miAskenim, v'Anshei Knesset HaGdola kiblu mi. It doesn't say he received, which is what they have later. But in the beginning, you have this shift in language. So you can see, as if to emphasize the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's one possibility. It's another possibility. And that possibility, I believe is found actually in source number 4.
גם עונה על הבעיה משה קיבל תורה מסיני, אלא מהקדוש ברוך הוא, לא מסיני.
נכון, נכון, נכון. זה נתכחש עם ארץ השם גם בשבוע הבא. יש הלכה שכבר לא מכבדים, כמעט ולא מכבדים אותה או מקיימים אותה. There is a din, according to the Gemara in Baba Kama, Ezra Sofer, when he came to Bavel, when he came from Bavel, tiken kol minei takanot. He made all kinds of ordinances. So there was Kriyas HaTorah on was it Shabbos morning? Kol minei kain. Okay. One of those takanot was Tfilat Balei Keri Lifnei Talmud Torah. Before you learn, if a person had relations the night before or whatever, if a guy had whatever, if he had a discharge, he has to go to mikvah before he can learn. Okay. So the question is why. Why? The reason for that takana, which kvar hitpatla, we don't observe it anymore, or this big machloket rishonim, to what degree it still obtains, is rooted in a gemara in Masechet Brachot, the Tanya. Vahodatam levanecha uvlevnei vanecha. The Torah, let me get a chumash. I'm trying to keep it down to two pages, so I didn't put everything on. The Torah says at the beginning of Dvarim, here it is. The beginning of the parak, the beginning of this part of speech by Moshe Rabbeinu is the key line is Raki shamer lecha ushmor nafshecha meod pen tishkach et hadvarim asher u'einecha upen yasur milevavcha kol yimei chayecha vodatam levanecha levnei vanecha. Yeah, there is a mitzvah that some people count it as one of the Taryag mitzvot to remember Matan Torah. Okay, vodatam levanecha levnei vanecha. And you should tell your children and your grandchildren. So gam la banim ve gam la nechadim. What to remember? Yom asher amadata lifnei Hashem Elokecha b'chorev, the day that you stood at Chorev. That's the mitzvah. It's not al pipshuto. It's not a mitzvah of study. It's a mitzvah of recreating an attitude. It's recreating a shtanz ruchani kaze, shtanz rikshi. It's a matter of creating to a certain degree, sort of smashing the boundaries of time and space and returning to Sinai on a regular, as part of your consciousness, as part of your latent consciousness. Kelo batat muda. Vahodatam, however, says two things you're supposed to remember. You're supposed to tell your children. What the first one I understand says the day you were standing in Chorev, Yom she'amata b'Chorev. What's hodatam? So the Gemara says, implies that there are two things. Vodatam levanecha levnei vanecha is not just what's going to come next, Har Sinai, Har Chorev, but also Talmud Torah. And the fact that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is connected with Matan Torah, okay? The Gemara says as follows, Ma lahalan be'ema b'yira beretet u'beziyah, afkan be'ema u'vira u'beretet u'beziyah. Just like Matan Torah was an overwhelming emotional, spiritual experience, so should every act of Talmud Torah be a powerful, overwhelming experience. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that Talmud Torah cannot just be an intellectual pursuit. So, yechol yod rak stam ez talgil intellectuali. Talgil intellectuali is the Divina Commedia shel Dante Alighieri, which I do. An intellectual exercise would be to study the Divine Comedy of Dante or something like that. That's a text. I study it. I analyze it. I write about it. Whatever. Talmud Torah is that's not Torah. You can and it's not Torah at all. Torah requires, it's a religious action. It's a moment in which man meets God. Every single moment, every single time you learn is an act of revelation. That's what the Rashi means when it says b'chodesh ha-shlishi b'tzeit b'nei Yisrael Yisrael b'yom hazeh ba'o midbar Sinai, says Rashi, b'yom hazeh, and Rashi says, makes this comment four times in his perush on Chodesh. Arba pa'amim u'chuzer la'perush hazeh b'chol yom v'yom shiyu divrei Torah chadashim alecha ki'ilu ha'yom nidah. Rashi never wasted a word. If Rashi repeated something more than once, he was trying to make a point. And Rashi was emphasizing the centrality of Hameshoa Chavayati, the importance of the experiential part of Talmud Torah. And that is, and so look at what he says. Mikan Amru, and that's by the way what got lost. We'll talk about it this morning in a couple of minutes. That's what get lost. People get too caught up in a Dvar Torah, and a Chap, or a this, or a that, or a Halacha, I don't know what. Never mind in Jewish studies. They think you study text, which I hate the word text. Like I said, text is done. Text is done. Oh, well, no. They Bagriot masniot et Torah al kulam. The Bagriot make everybody hate them. In fact, they said, why is that? There's a friend of mine who was a Mefakeh Chinuch, told me that the reason why the I don't know if it's still true anymore, but the last bagrut they give is Gemara.
Why? Because they know that, because they feel like, all right, this is the last time they'll ever open a Gemara because they hate it so much. So, well, you know,
look at the, anyway, so the Gemara says, Mikan Amru, based on this, Mikan Amru, Hazavim, Vamitzoraim, Ubayin Alanidot. A guy who's a Zav, who has gonorrhea or some kind of discharge. Umitzoraim, lepers. Bayin alidot, Ben Adam Nebuchadnezzar, his wife got her period in the middle of relations. Let's done with all the chavskud. Mutarim lekot b'Torah b'Neviim k'ktuvim l'shnot b'Mishnah Gemara b'Lachot. You can study everything. You study Torah, Neviim, K'suvim, Mishnah, Gemara, Halachas. I got us everything. Balikri and Asur. If you're a Balkeri, if you had relations with your wife, or if your wife had relations with you, and you're both tummy because of the contact with Zera, as Zasu. Lama Zasu. It can't be Tuma. Because Keri is a very kal Tuma. It's not as a lot Tuma Chamua. You got a whole thing, and with the birds, and with the shaving, and it's clear that it can't be tuma, which prevents a person from studying Torah. So why Bali Keri? Why people that had sexual relations? So the Rav, Soloveitchik Zatzal used to say, it's not got nothing to do with the tuma. It's because somebody who had relations isn't in a head to have a profound religious experience until they go to mikveh. You have to, somebody calls it switch. You have to take a switch in one's mentality. You're thinking about this, you're thinking about that. It's a whole different ballgame. You have to put yourself in a mood, in a type of state of mind that's appropriate for Talmud Torah. That's what doesn't appear in the Mishnah. What Avot Rabbi Natan adds, and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi took out, because he generally cut down things and took that kind of material out, is specifically the fact that it's not enough Moshe kibel Torah mi Sinai, ela shetzarich losif et ha-roved ha-chavayati. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was mitkadesh banan, just like he was mitkadesh according to the second nuscha, everybody else. So when you come to study Torah, that's the first point. Just like the Ramban says, there's no mitzvah to believe in God. Ain't mitzvah lemun lemin b'shem. Okay? There's no mitzvah. You can't command the mitzvah. It's the point of the departure. Zot nekudat ha-motza. You can cultivate belief. You can encourage belief. You can work on belief. You can do all kinds of things. You can't. There's a mishu. Yeah. Somebody comes. He takes a gun and puts it in my head and said, "Believe." I said, "You get it? Shani ma'amin. I'm sorry. I believe." What do I believe? I believe in the bullet in the chamber. And you know, it's like the whole. That's the reason why, for example, I don't want to digress too much. Okay, belief has to be cultivated, and the attitude to Talmud Torah has to be cultivated. But it's a point that has to come first. It has process to work on, and it's integral to the act of Talmud Torah. We'll see this by him, Sheikh. There is, by the way, and in general, in the Mishnah, it's true in general, but it's true in halachic literature anyways, there's a general principle in law that which goes without saying usually does. Okay. So, for example, the first Mishnah in Shas starts what? The first Mishnah says, when do you say Shriyat Shema at night? What doesn't it ask?
What is Kriyat Shema?
Right, and why should, and is that you should bechlal do it? So the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah says mitzvah to say this, mitzvah to say that, mitzvah to say the other thing. Okay, but Mishnah now, because it was understood that that's what you do. This has a big this aspect of halacha actually has a lot of implications for today, because nowhere in the Gemara. Bishum makom b'gemara lo katuv sheger chayav lekabel mitzvot. Doesn't say. V'lo katuv b'gemara v'lo katuv b'poskim. Nowhere. Okay? How come? So some people say because it's not necessary. And other people, me included, say it was so obvious, it didn't need to be said. Shakad ze berur she lo tzarich haya le'yamer.
Okay. So evidently, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi just assumed, now whether you shouldn't assume, maybe that's something else, but Rabbi Yehuda Nasi apparently assumed that a person is going to know that when it, that the type of limud, which is Talmud Torah, is an experiential, is a chavayati inyan, and not just stam academic enterprise. Okay, let's take a look at this. I'm going to skip over this comment from the Rav, which is sort of a nasty comment he made about modern Orthodox Jews.
Who is he referring to?
He's talking to the people in his own.
Maono of whom?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is of the Maon of Rabbi Chaim Heller.
Oh.
Okay. Let's go on. At number six, because I put I 15. Number six. Zesipu. In 1959, I believe. Yeah, in 1959, in December of 1915. Rav Yitzchak Isaac Halevi Herzog niftar be 1958. Rav Herzog died and they were talking about who's going to be the next chief rabbi. So there started to be a whole campaign that Rav Soloveitchik should be the next chief rabbi of Israel. He was running against Rav Gorin and Rav Unterman. So they started. So people started making aliyah l'regel to Boston to talk to him about it. The people who support him say, Moshe Una and Ephraim Elimelech Ubach, Yossi's father, and Rav Reuven Katz, who was the Rav of legendary rabbi of Petach Tikva, who was Bechlal and Agudist. Ratzvi Pesach Frank, the last couple of years of his life, the Rav of Yerushalayim, Ben Gurion was interested. Everybody was interested. The Rav should become the chief rabbi. So nobody in Israel didn't really know who he was. So in December of that year of 1959, the Katav of Yediot Achronot in New York was a guy named Eliezer Weisel, who it was sent to Boston either to Boston or to New York. And I remember I always thought it was in Boston, but recently I read something that might have been in New York to go interview Rav Soloveitchik. In December of that year, actually, the Rav had serious surgery for Sartan Mihagas, for colon cancer, and he was recovering in Boston. So I was understood that Weisel went. This Eliezer Weisel later became famous as Elie Weisel, but his first job was as the American reporter for Yediot. So he went and he had an interview with the Rav, all kinds of things, and he published an article which the Rav was very unhappy with, and which attracted a lot of criticism, and the Rav said, I was taking out of context, you know, like we always saw these other things. And in fact, the best discussion of the whole background is found. There's a very fine scholar who lives in the Dekel or in Zion. His name is Rabbi Jeffrey Sachs. He works for Atid. So he wrote an article in Tradition a number of years ago in which he laid all this out. Anyways,
Zion.
What?
He lives in Zion.
Okay, safe. In any event, he's also married to a girl from Riverdale. It's also in any event, a woman from Riverdale. In any event, the Rav Ish wrote a few months later a long essay in which he sort of clarified his thinking, what got raised, and so on. In the context, he talked about his feelings about what he's achieved, what's good about American Orthodoxy, and what's bad. Matov Orthodoxy Amerikai Mara. So he says, I've been very successful in making Talmidei Chachamim. I have been a failure at developing them as spiritual personalities. Ani nichshalti befituach harabanim keishim ruchaniim. Ichpat lehem ma'aktzot v'anetivot u'mikol minei achapim v'pilpulim v'lo yodea ma, aval lahargish et nochechut HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'ze ani nichshalti. Hem kulam rotzim et ha... What was it? He said at one point, he says, they want my mind, but they don't want my heart. Hem rotzim et ha-moach sheli, aval lo et ha-lev sheli. In that context, he said how one's supposed to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. And this is how he actually, I remember him saying things similar. When he said this, I was a little kid, and I didn't know who he was. But this was a theme of his consistently, even my day. Gam emunat Talmid Chacham, he says. Bishlav ze, at the beginning when you're studying, whatever, it's Baba Kama, mushtetet al gadlut intellectualit. Haimuna yoneket men haimet shemitgalet lo.
כשאדם מתעמק בתורת אלוקים וחושף את המאור וההוד שבה, כשהוא נכנס לתוך תוכה של המחשבה ההלכית על כל גידוליה, משורשה ועד נופה, ונהנה הנעת יצירה וחידוש, הוא זוכה להתייחדות עם נותן התורה, לא פחות ולא יותר. This is not unio mystica. This is not emerging. Among non-Jewish mystics, you have this thing where you become God. So, for example, Lahavdil Elef Avdalot, the new pope adopted the name of Francesco d'Assisi as his name. Francesco d'Assisi thought he became his God, and his big deal was that he had stigmata, that he developed the wounds of Jesus on the cross because he became Kilu. There's a Muslim mystic whose name was Al-Khalaj in the 10th century. He thought when he got ecstatic, he said, "I am Allah, I am Emet." Okay, and they chopped his head off for saying it. But the point is, that's true. Yeah, he had a very nice tomb, though. I mean, it's a funny thing when Professor Heschel died, a friend of mine went to the Shloshim. And he went with Gershon Shaked, a professor of Hebrew literature at Hebrew University. והלך לשלושים, והיו שם ככה, 20, לא יודע, 2,000 איש, 2,000 people at the שלושים for Heschel. And Shaked came from America, look at around, 2,000 people. Unbelievable. So that's a Hespin, that's שלושים. See, he thought for a minute, and he looked at my friend. Anybody know Mordechai Holtz from Neve Daniel? This is his father. So he says, looks around, thought for me, says, "Afila fa'adza shloishim is nitkidayich to starten. Afila avur shloishim kazeh mechubad lo kidai lamut. For 2,000 people that you're shloishim, it's not worth dying." But anyways, how do we get to that? Oh, so anyway, so what hityachdut meaning being alone with God. Being intimate with God. It's an intimate mifgash bilti metuvach, an unmediated relationship with God, because you're learning, it's a masehit galut. It's a revelation right now from this page. I might as well be where? At Sinai. In other words, ayin erech.
Bichidut.
Zema shomrim chabadnikim, nachon. Or the od bichidut imazay. As Arav katav kacha, nachon. Bichidut. It'd be more like bichidut with God. I and Erech, what the two things were that we found in Avot Rabbi Natan and in the Gemara, that the act of Talmud Torah is be'ema be'yira be'retet be'ziyah, because you encounter God. That's the difference between studying a text and studying Torah. It doesn't mean you obey, you become ecstatic and you go running around and whirling around and then singing and dancing and I don't want to talk about Kal Bach Minyanim, but what? But it's an overpowering experience. Chazon hadveikut. He uses the Chassidish, the mystical word. Chazon hadveikut mitkashem al yedei hizdavgut hasechel im harayon haeloki shitgalem bedfusei dinim halachot ushmot. You see the traces of God, God's sechel, in the words. And how do you? He has a theory of education here. How do I learn something? Because my intelligence hooks into the same. What's the word I'm looking for? No. Tedem. Echumim tedem. Wavelength. Frequency. As frequency, thank you. That's a much better word. As frequency as the Torah. And then he quotes two sources which say the same thing from totally different vantage points, maybe. Quote number one. Kishadam mevinu masig eza halacha, hare sichlo milubashba baota sha'a, vine halacha zohi chochmato urutzono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hare ze masig vetofes besichlo urutzono vechochmato shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. והוא ייחוד נפלא שאין כמוהו, ולא כערכו נמצא כלל. כך כתב דאלתר רבי, כך כתב הרב הזקן ז"ל בספרו ליקוטי אמרים, שבו נתנסחה מחשבת יסוד של החסידות במלוא תפארתה ושלל צבאיה. This is what דאלתר רבי says in the Tanya, בקטעי אמרים. The ultimate statement of a very intellectualist, but חסידות. Text number two, source number two. V'yichaven lihitdabek b'limudo b'torah bo b'hakadosh Baruch Hu. Haynu lihitdabek b'chol kochotav l'dvar Hashem zo halacha. U'baze hu davuk bo yitbarech mamash kivayachol ki hu bo yitbarech mamash.
the Lubavitcher word. I said milah chabadit.
Kivayachol, ki hu yitbarech uretzono chad. Hem oto davar. זאת אומרת, התורה והקדוש ברוך הוא, אתה נוגע, אתה טועם, כמו שכתוב בזוהר. ישראל, קודשי בריחו ואורייתא חד הוא. כך כתוב בזוהר. That's what says the Zohar, the קדוש ברוך הוא, the Torah 1. וכל דין והלכה מן התורה הקדושה הוא רצונו יתברך. מי כתב את זה? Who wrote this? אלה הדברים אשר דיבר רבי חיים איש וולוז'ין. תלמידו המובהק של הגאון מווילנה, you can add avi hamitnagdim b'sifro nefesh ha'chayim ha'meshakef et tfisat olamo shel rabo ha'mitnaged ha'gadol b'chol tokva u'bihiruta. So this is a point shekulam yaskimu alav shemaseh Talmud Torah ze mifgash bilti metuvach. It's an unmediated encounter, an act of revelation, v'yirat shamayim simcha. I've always thought that there are other places where these things get expressed. I wanna end with two places, one obvious, one not so obvious. Dayenu always bothered me. Hashir Dayenu tamid ifriya li. Ilu kacha. Kulani yodim shehikanu kibalnu et shlavim avim. We all know that the later things came. Ilu this, ilu that, pa.
נכון.
כמה מעלות טובות למקום עלינו, אילו עצנו ממצרים ועושה בשפנטתים דיינו. Notice, אילו נתן לנו את השבת ולא קרבנו לפני הר סיני דיינו. Okay, שבת would be a gift all by itself because there is a נוכחות of הקדוש ברוך הוא in שבת, it's קדושה and so on. But I always wondered about this. אילו קרבנו לפני הר סיני ולא נתן לנו את התורה דיינו. מה? What would we have accomplished if we got to Sinai and then get the Torah? I could never understand. Mustermans.
Bidiuk. The Chavaya of Matan Torah is an independent thing. The Torah already is graven at that stage. Because of that. And the truth of the matter is, but you couldn't have Natana Neta Torah without, I mean the order here is important, without Ilu Kervanu Lufnei Har Sinai. Okay, the Dvar Chad. Od Hochacha, and we don't think about this because we do it in the morning. Nobody does things anything in the morning. Not that I know, anyways. One of the things you do in the morning is, say Berkhot HaShachar. Okay? One of the Berkhot HaShachar is Berkat HaTorah. Take a look at this. Gemara Bab Metzia Daf Peihei. Sorry, Amud Aleph to Amud Bet. It's the end of the Daf. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Mai Dichtiv Ma Perush Pasuk. Mi is a pasuk from Yirmiyahu. Mi Ha'ish Shechacham V'Yaven Zot V'Asher Diber Pi Hashem Elav V'Yageda Al Ma Avda Haaretz. Explain to me, Yirmiyahu Mistakel Misuf. Mr. Yirmiyahu looks around. He's not the Shmama. The destruction, Achurban, Makaraka. What happened here? Al Maka, Al Mal Daaretz. Okay, it's just like the first parak in Echa. Echayash Vabadalayir, Ma, Vosagishen. What happened? Then the Gemara says, then Rav says something totally bizarre. Davar ze amru chachamim velo pirshu. Chachamim said, Al Mal Daaretz. And they couldn't understand what it was. Hem lo hivinu ma'ita sibat chuban avdon ha'aretz. Amru nevi'im v'lo pirshu. The nevi'im passed on the information that there was something that caused the chuban. Mashu garam l'chuban. V'hem gam lo pirshu. Hem lo yadu ma. Ad shepirsho HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'atzmo. Shne'emar v'yomer Hashem al ozvam et torati asher natati lefnehem. The chuban nigram al yedei ביטול תורה, עזיבת התורה, עבודה זרה, שזה בעצם הביטוי לעזיבת התורה, נקודה. Okay? So first of all, this is not understandable. Anybody who knows anything, כל מי שידע אומר משהו יודע, שזו חקיקה של עבודה זרה הייתה בבית ראשון. We all know what was going on. They were going to make the mitzvah in the morning, and they were sacrificing to Malkat HaShemayim in the afternoon, and they were making this, and they were doing that, and there was Malach, and there was Sameach. Alozvam et Torati. You need the Chachamim didn't know and the Nevi'im didn't know and God had to come tell you. This what? It's obvious. Everybody knows the story. Kulam yodim. So what does that mean? So what is Allah's will? So it must be that it's obvious. So why? What's the big deal here? What was the secret?
Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Shelo Berchu BaTorah Tchila.
Ozvam Torati doesn't mean they didn't study. Ozvam Torati doesn't mean that they Hashem lo lamdu Torah. Ozvam Torati doesn't mean that they weren't mekayem mitzvot. They did all kinds of other stuff for the shtick too. Lo Berchu BaTorah Tchila. Huh? That's bizarre. Ze bizay tshuva bizarre. Zot hasiba shadar.
So we shown him a number of Rishonim. The Rav used to cite this as well. Rav Soloveitchik mentioned this as well. What does a bracha do? What does a bracha do? There are certain things. There are certain yesh mitzvot shemelochim aleihem, yesh mitzvot shelo melochim aleihem. There are certain mitzvot we say a bracha before, and there are certain brachas by mitzvot that we don't say a bracha before. Okay. Generally, the mitzvot you may do say a bracha over. Mitzvot which are ben adam l'chaviro. The hefech. Mitzvot ben adam l'makom. Usually you make a bracha over mitzvot ben adam between man and God. Okay. Between mitzvot between man and man, you don't make a bracha generally. There are a couple of exceptions. Okay. Why? There are a number of explanations. We'll see some of the explanations later. But one of them is very simple. If I give tzedakah, if I do somebody a favor. If I'm a dayan and I give a good psak din, the justification and the validity and the nature of the action, it's understood. It's self-explanatory. I did a chesed and I imitated God as a result. The hidamot l'shem, the imitatio dei, screams out, I don't need to make it. I pick up I pick up a lulav. I don't have a lulav anymore because I burnt it 2 weeks ago. I pick up a lulav. Last week? Just last week?
It's been a long
time. Yeah, lama nashim lo pesach rei pesach. Why don't people eat matzah rolls afterwards? If I pick up a lulav and I pick up a lemon, I don't know what I'm doing. It's not defined. I take little boxes and tie it on my hand. I light candles. Plenty of people light candles. When I was in college, everybody really liked candles in their room. All the time. You know, scented candles, purple candles, all kinds of candles. Now, madlikim nayro b'chol makom. Habracha magdira et ha-maaseh. The bracha defines the action and says, the reason I'm doing this because it's a mitzvah and it has certain significance. That's shelo birchu b'torah tchila. That their attitude towards the Torah was one of, it's like everything else. So I'll read Gilgamesh, I'll read Enuma Elish, I'll read the Bhagavad Gita, and I'll read some Torah too. It's all the same. There's nothing unique. Or it's mechanical. That it had no religious meaning to it. Lo chavayah datit hazot pashut hayta chasira. And that's why you make Birkas HaTorah. Because it's an act of dedicating and defining your intellectual act. I do all kinds of intellectual acts. One of the things that I was recently at a funeral of somebody prominent, and they said that that they once found this person wearing Talis and Tefillin and reading the New Testament. That's not what you're supposed to do. That's mamish mashalot tzarich lasa. Likot ha-brit ha-chadasha atu talitu tefillin. But the Gemara seems to be saying is no, you have to define the action. You can use your mind for all kinds of things, but this is Torah and this isn't. That's not legitimate. Anybody knows me knows that I believe in the widest education possible for everybody. But there's a difference, chavayatit. So you'll tell me, this is not what Yirmiyahu had in mind. The rabbis attributed and threw it onto the Yirmiyahu, and they sort of exploited him. Not true. Sorry. The novice over here. All right. So it doesn't matter. Can't reach it. We'll do something else. Okay.
can't all walk around a little bit anyways. Okay. But Yesh Pasuk Betchilat Yirmiyahu, in the second paragraph of Yirmiyahu. Can you reach me up by Yirmiyahu? Top. Okay, thank you. Okay, at the beginning of the second parak in Yirmiyahu, it's the haftarah for the second week of the 3 weeks. God says as follows: Vayihi dvar Hashem elai lemor, hadoch vekarata bosnei Yerushalayim lemor, ko amar Hashem, zachalti lach hesed nurayach, avak lirotayach, lechtech acharei bamidbar, be'eretz lo zrua, kodesh Yisrael Hashem, reishit tvuato, kol ochlav yeshamu, ra'a tavor aleihem, num Hashem. This is the opening to get people to listen, and then he was going to go like this. It's like Yeshayahu went to Sataf, it was in Sataf. Yodim, you know that? That the Mashallah Kerem, Shira Nali Didi, Shirat Didi Lekamo, Kerem Ayali Didi, but Kerem Beit Shemesh, it's a Sataf that all happened. One of my Chavayalonim went to Sataf the first time. Sataf, if you don't know, is organized all of the things. It's Chaklaut Shalom Mishnasham. If you know Mishnayot, or if you learned Moed Katan, all of the stuff about the Beit HaShalchin and the this, and you organize the water, and it's so Lech Misaviv La'itzim, everything is right like that. And I was really blown away. And there was, who am I going to tell? So there was a guy, a yeshiva guy, sitting there learning, and I went, did you see what this is? This is a Kachazah Mishnah. Yeah? I couldn't believe it. It was like totally. I was at the Mizbeach on Har Eival last week, and there were people that weren't impressed with that either. So, anyways, after the introduction, he goes like this: Shemu dvar Hashem Beit Yaakov v'chomish b'chot Beit Yisrael. Ko amar Hashem, ma matzu avotechem bi avil ki rachaku me'alai v'yelchu achrei ahevel v'yebalu. What did I do wrong that you abandoned me and you went after things which were worthless and you became worthless yourself? ולא אמרו איה השם המלא אותנו מארץ מצרים המוליך אותנו במדבר בארץ ערבה ושוחה בארץ יעב צלמוות בארץ לא עבר באיש ולא ישב אדם שם. They didn't say where's the God who led us through this horrible wilderness empty whatever. He says, "Va'aviy etchem el eretz haKarmel lechol piriya v'tuva v'ata." You came and I brought you to eat all the fruits of the land, but v'titamu etarzi, and you defiled my country. V'nachleti samtem l'toiva, and you made my inheritance into something abomination. Now comes avchshav nikudat ha'machatz, the important point. Hakohanim lo amru ayei Hashem, v'tofsei haTorah lo yedauni, v'haruim pasheubi. והנביאים נבאו בבעל, ואחרי לא יועילו, הלכו. The Kohanim didn't say, where is God? ותופסי, okay, מה זאת אומרת? The Kohanim are in, where are the Kohanim? איפה הכהנים? בית המקדש. כל יום מקריבים את הקורבנות. Every day they're offering sacrifices. Doing the whole deal. What do you mean, they לא אמרו היה השם? They're in, they're working for God on the הר הבית. לא אמרו היה השם? מה זאת אומרת? אוקיי, איזה דבר כזה. ותופסי התורה לא ידעוני. מי זה תופסי התורה? הרבנים הסופרים של אותם הימים. They found the חותמת of איך הוא נורא, ברוך הסופר ושפן הסופר נדמה לי, okay? That's what they call them, סופרים. והרועים פשעו בי, המלאכים, the political, ההנהגה הפוליטית פשעו בי, והנביאים ניבאו בבעל, the prophets, מעניין פה. The פשט פשט, the pshat pashut is that they prophesied the name of Baal. However, there were Jews who called God Baal and didn't discriminate. Yudim shekaru la'kadosh baruch hu Baal. Ish boshet. Lo karu lo bish boshet. Ein yemash yehudiya shetikra la'ben shela bish boshet. No Jewish mother's going to call their kid Ish boshet. Just like, okay, today you find Jewish kids who name their kids Christine and Christopher, but all right, man. Okay, he was called Eshbal. What was Gidon's name? Echagul Gidon. Yerubal. Okay, they didn't make a distinction. Mifi Baal, not Mifi Boshet. And in fact, Hosea says, "You'll call me Ishi, velo Baali." It's also a mishak milim kaze. Okay, so the question is, what does it mean Nibu Baal? That they didn't discriminate. Lo Ifchino. They didn't discriminate between God and Baal. Called God Baal, they were synthesis, they were eclectic, or they really became worshippers of Baal. And they followed things that were worthless. A Kohanim lo amru alei Hashem. Hey, they went did the avoda. We know they were doing the avoda in Beit Hamikdash, but they did it mechanically. V'tofsei haTorah lo yida'uni. They're studying Torah. They're paskening shaylos. They're interpreting whatever they were doing, but they didn't develop spiritually. Their act was mechanical. Zechasam mashmaut ruchanit. That's abandoning God. In other words, Chazal were smart people too, as my wife always says. This is al shelo berchu b'torah berchu b'torah tchila reflects the concerns of Yirmiyahu. The Talmud Torah, before it's anything else, has to be an encounter with God before you start. Simulek. If you go back to the way.
Bidiuk.
Lachen, these two passages I read were hakdamot. The Mishnah that we have is in Avot Rabbi Natan. And in both of Gersaot. But it's only after the first part. So you begin to understand. So before we even were able to start Pirkei Avot, because what's the function of the first Mishnah is to say what's Kabbalat Torah. The function of the first Mishnah was Mazdomeret Limud Torah, and if we're it's used, especially it's important, is used as a run up to Shavuot. As Baruch Shesarich Konen Ruchanit Matan Torah. You can't get off the ground without that. I was in a shul someplace. I won't say where. And I gave a whole not about this, but about in general about ruchaniyut and why it's necessary for Talmud Torah. And the rabbi came up to me. And he said, "You know, I talked about God today too in shul. And he gambi balte lakabishbo. Why should that be harig? Why is that the exception?" The act of Talmud Torah is a vapid act without a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the point of departure. So that I think is what, by taking the original form or one of the original forms of this Mishnah and comparing it to the Mishnah the way it is, you get the full picture. Interestingly, and I think this is something which we have to take that it needs. People have to say more. It's very possible that Moshe nitkadesh banan, we should all be nitkadesh banan before Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. There was a time that maybe that didn't have to be said without saying. I move on, may love. Today, kvar lo, it has to be said. Okay, I think we'll stop there. I'm so keep.